Hello, everyone. So, are you all caught up now? Have you watched Monsters on Netflix? Have you watched the Menendez Brothers documentary also on Netflix? Do y'all know what the hell is going on? Because I'm gonna talk about it a little bit. So, I watched Monster, the Menendez Brothers series on Netflix, and I've already covered that in a previous episode that I will link to in this episode in case you want to check that out. Actually, I won't link to it because I don't even know what platform you listen to my podcast on. But anyways, so now the moment so many people have been waiting for, and the moment that more and more people will be waiting for, all the people who watch Monster, all the people who watch the documentary, like, we have a court date for Lyle and Eric Menendez. And that is November 29th, as in next month. So I read an article. Oh my goodness. I feel like I should name drop this woman who I'm going to be reading her quote, because that's the right thing to do. Hold on one second. Okay, so journalist Anna Garcia, who apparently covers a lot of court cases, I'm unfamiliar with her, but she spoke to, thought it was Entertainment Tonight, but she spoke to the New York Post on the red carpet. And she said, the phrase that I had been thinking of, but hadn't heard the official term. So it is called the TikTok movement. So TikTok has had many movements. TikTok is a very, very effective with spreading information. As you know, like, TikTok loves to feed everyone other people's videos. You don't have to follow someone in order to be shown their video. The algorithm is top tier, is very, very intuitive, very, very good. And so TikTok is a big part of why people are talking about the Menendez brothers before this Netflix series came out. So basically what Anna Garcia said is, quote, basically she's saying some people, because she has the word there. So I'll just say some people for clarity. Quote, some people are discounting what they call the TikTok movement. You know what? The TikTok movement in the Menendez brothers case is valid. You have several generations that have never heard of this case, who have a different perspective on it. And they have a different view of what they believe justice is. And they're looking at justice through a current lens. And so I think we should revisit it. It got people, she's talking about the Netflix series, it got people interested in the documentary about Roy Rosello, the Menudo brother, and how he was savagely raped by Jose and was bleeding. And it was a very horrifying depiction of what happened to him and what happened to him ever since. And then with the Lyle letter that came out, it was like there's so much new evidence that they must take a look at the fact that in 1989, no one was ready to believe that fathers rape their sons, but they do, and it is scary. End quote. So Lyle wrote a letter, and I don't have this in my notes. I apologize. I was being pretty sloppy. Lyle wrote a letter saying that his dad had raped him and that he doesn't want that to happen anymore, if I'm not mistaken, to his brother, something like that. And now, like, they weren't able to basically, if you watch Monsters, you know that everything that was relevant was not allowed to be a part of the retrial of the Menendez brothers. How the hell is that justice? How the fuck is it justice That basically all the evidence cannot be submitted in a trial. This was homophobia. It doesn't matter if you're uncomfortable with the idea of a father raping a son. That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. And honestly, I feel that the Menendez brothers case, I feel that it's opened everyone's eyes who hasn't been raped by, who isn't a male who was raped by their dad or didn't hear of it, because there's just extreme ignorance here. We cannot pretend as though sexual abuse only takes place between a and pedophilia and all that and incest. We cannot act like it only takes place between a male and a female. And we cannot act as though when boys are abused or molested or raped, that it's only a priest or a coach, another stereotype, or a gay uncle or a neighbor. Let's be serious. Anyone who does anything like this is sick. So there are, you have the people who will abuse other children and will consider their own kids off limits. And then you got a Jose Menendez motherfucker, and you got a Kitty Menendez piece of shit. So it's possible. And I cannot believe, and I'm sick to my stomach, that homophobia and people's discomfort with this made them incapable of choosing manslaughter in the first trial. Then we got the second trial where it's basically a witch hunt because OJ and other people got off, so they had no chance. And then everything else that happened in Monsters, Eric and Lyle Menendez, they shot themselves in the foot with every opportunity they have. They go over that in Monster. And it's just sad. And what's really fascinating is how, let's be serious. Let's not act as though Eric and Lyle being wealthy, having well a wealthy family, let's not act as though people weren't jealous of two white men who came from wealth and were less sympathetic towards two white men who came from wealth and killed their parents. Because at the time it was just like, how dare they do this, these spoiled brats. But would anybody have been saying that? And would the media have really been pushing that narrative if they didn't just think it was ridiculous that they said that they were abused? It's crazy to me. The Menendez story is so disgusting and despicable because of what these boys endured. It's so gross, like needless to say, but what's almost worse is that people were incapable for whatever reason to accept that this happens. It's bullshit. And then on top of it, you can't submit evidence. It's a joke. This was all a joke. This is so sad. And how is it that Jose is not in jail for 30 some odd years? How come he's not in jail? This story sucks. This story is so tragic. He did whatever he felt like doing, period. And he was never in jail, facing justice every day, and or for however they would have kept him alive in jail. The other inmates, like, how did his sons, Eric specifically, how the fuck did Eric endure 12 years of abuse only to have the rest of his life snatched away from him, essentially? The rest of, or his freedom, I'll be more specific. How did he go from having his freedom and peace of mind stolen at 6 years old to still stolen at like 51, 52, or whatever? This is crazy. The Menendez story is such an embarrassment to the fucking justice system. And this is definitely a case where being white did not save them, and being white and wealthy did not save them. Homophobia is what caused them to have a mistrial And then the second trial, that was a complete joke. It was a waste of time. The second trial was really a straight up waste of time. So, anyways, moving right along, I'll go back to reading. The Beverly Hills Police Department, the investigating agency for the Menendez brothers' case, tells TMZ that cops presented facts and evidence to the LA County DA's office back in the day when prosecutors filed criminal charges, and the Beverly Hills Police Department has not been contacted by the DA regarding these new developments. The LA County DA just said they are reviewing the claims of Eric and Lyle Menendez that they were molested by the father they killed, and he will decide if they should get a new trial or if the DA should go for a new sentence, presumably manslaughter, that could set them free. George Gascon said his office is aware of the new claims by a former member of the band Menudo, who says Jose Menendez molested him. That's highly relevant because it goes to whether the judge in the second trial erred by not allowing evidence in that Jose allegedly molested his sons. A hearing is scheduled for October 29th. So, Jose, every boy was a free-for-all for Jose. Every boy. If you were a boy, a young boy, and you were in proximity to Jose, if Jose wanted to do whatever he wanted to do with you, that's what was going to happen. How do people like this exist, and why are they among us? It takes a lot of courage to come forward as a man and say that you were raped. So thank God for this brave, what is his name? Roy, this brave former member of the band Menudo. And then my friend watched the documentary. Apparently, it's called Menendez Menudo on, I guess, Paramount or Peacock. And it's all about Jose supposedly raping multiple people in Menudo. And it is, and multiple people in the docuseries, according to my friend, basically said that Jose raped Ricky Martin. They hint at it, they suggest at it, according to her. I didn't watch it. Does any of this surprise me? No. Because if you were a boy in Jose's vicinity, apparently he had to have sex with you, whether you wanted to or not, whether you're screaming and crying and bleeding or not. How the fuck is this man currently not behind bars? This story is just embarrassing. It's so tragic, and it's not like, let's not pretend that Lyle and Eric are the only ones. This shit happens. And unfortunately, Lyle and Eric, they're the ones who brought this. Fathers raping their sons, they're the ones who brought this to the general public. And that same general public was ignorant as shit and homophobic as shit when they were on trial. This is crazy. And you know what I thought of? And I don't know if I said it in the other podcast episode when I talked about watching or saying, telling y'all to watch the Menendez Brothers story on Netflix. Something I thought about. If Jose Menendez had a daughter, he would have raped her. I don't even like, let's be serious. It's not a question, it's a guarantee. He would have raped her. Would he have used a condom? Absolutely not. So Jose Menendez, had he had a daughter, she would have had to have like 10 abortions if she even survived all those abortions. Jose fucking Menendez would have raped his daughter without a doubt and put several babies in his daughter without a doubt. This is a man who does not care and who believes that he should have access to everybody, to do whatever he wants to everybody. That's the way it should be. If you like it, if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. He's gonna get off. He's gonna ejaculate. So be it. Have fun with it. He's coming tomorrow or it's lasting for hours, or he's coming the next day, or he's coming the next week for years and years and years and years and years. That's your fate. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many times Jose would impregnate his daughter? This man, and there are men like him out there today doing this. Maybe at some point he would have, used a condom. That's neither here nor there. Maybe it wouldn't have been abortion after abortion after abortion. Maybe that would have been too much of a hassle. But you really think that Jose wouldn't be raping the shit out of his daughter? This man who, like, he seemed to have an insatiable need for fucking kids and kids, women, and men. Insatiable. Because he is out there fucking so many people and simultaneously, and apparently his sessions with Eric were pretty long. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my God. I shouldn't, you could tell by my tone of voice, I shouldn't discuss this. Because after I watched Monster, I was so mad that Jose was not in prison getting fucked with. This is a grave injustice. And it's a grave injustice that people like this exist. Me thinking that people like Jose exist really makes me want to vomit and crawl out of my skin. Because I've heard stories somewhat similar. And I'm forever disgusted. So, the next topic I want to talk about is what will happen after Eric and Lyle are released from jail. This is what I believe will happen. Eric and Lyle, and this is me being negative and a hater. I'm just going to say this up top. Eric and Lyle Menendez are going to get book deals, movie deals, speaking engagements, appearances up the ass, podcast interviews up the ass, publicity out of this world, more so than Gypsy Rose Blanchard, because it's just this has been going on since before like Gypsy was even born or some shit. So here's what I predict is going to happen. Eric and Lyle Menendez are going to divorce their wives, or their wives are going to divorce them. These men have not had sex in more than 30 years with a woman. Who knows if they both have been getting broken off by men in jail? But these men have not had sex with a woman in more than 30 years. I don't think they're trying to put their dick in one pussy. I'm sorry. And I am very happy for them that they have had the support of their wives. But do I think that that those marriages are not going to go up in flames? Those marriages to me are dead on arrival. You want to know why? Their wives love having men that they know cannot physically cheat on them with other women. So those women, the reality of those men being released and being out and among the wild, among all of us civilians, those wives are not going to be happy. Those wives are not going to want their husbands talking to other women, texting other women, looking at other women. So it's all, I think, a ticking time bomb. And after you ain't fucked in 30 some odd years, I don't think you want to be with one hoe. And so I cannot wait to find out what the fuck is gonna happen with their marriages. That I am keeping my eye on. That's what I really want to see. And as far as this court date, George Gaskin, whoever the hell is behind this, knows that the public wants these men released. I think that they are pretty much guaranteed to be released. I fully believe they owe Ryan Murphy a fucking apology. Eric specifically, who popped off, like his what Eric said was just corny. He basically said that Nobody wanted to believe boys were abused, and the entire series was about the abuse. But I have my eyes on this case, and I'm so excited for the Menendez brothers. I'm also forever pissed off and disgusted with Jose and Kitty. And I hope that their wives know that their marriages are dead on arrival. I am sorry. Even if they don't like, you can't convince me that the Menendez brothers don't want to fuck other hoes when they come out. I'm sorry. You're not gonna be able to convince me of that. And if you think bitches won't be in their DMs, come on now. Like, these women, good luck to these women dedicating their lives to men behind bars because they like that control and they're about to lose that control. Recipe for disaster. Anyways, I will keep you guys posted. I am so happy. I don't even know how I will react. I might be sobbing, weeping, like seeing them released. This is just, we need to stop people like Jose from procreating. We need to castrate these people. We need to figure it the fuck out. It's way too easy to have kids. You should have to be like go through psychoanalysis and shit if you want to have and raise your own kids. Like, it shouldn't be this easy. We can't be having men like Jose among us and Kitty. We can't. But as happy as I'll be for the Menendez brothers, it really just too much of their life was taken. All of their youth was taken from abuse. And then the rest of their youth and life was taken behind bars. And it's so sad. Them being released, this is still a grave injustice. All because they didn't want to be abused more? Because Jose told Eric he can't go away to school so he can keep fucking him? Don't know. I'm just glad that the TikTok movement works. The TikTok movement is powerful. TikTok has caused a lot of changes, brought a lot of attention to several stories. I'm thankful, but this is forever such an incredibly sad and uncomfortable story. And I'm just heartbroken that this is reality for so many people today. What these boys went through is reality for people. It's wild. Anyways, thanks y'all for listening. Subscribe if you haven't. Show me some love online. I will talk to you soon.